few days ago, I was talking with some guy who is a construction worker. Point being, he doesn't work on computers or anything. And he's about my age, late 50s. And he pointed out to me that we are really members of the last generation who grew up without computers. And I know that your time gets shorter as you get older. And it, you know, when you're a kid or when you're a teenager, summer can last forever. And now decades last a day. But combine this with my wireless router crapped out the other day. And so I had no access to the internet for a couple days. And it was glorious. It was, the days were so much longer. And I had time to sit outside and just sit in the sun. And I had time to read. And I had time to do so many things that I don't have time to do because I have to answer this incredibly important email that there's absolutely no reason to have the exchange. And of course we could all do this voluntarily, but we got to get our fix. It's pretty addictive. And my mom had a pad of notepaper that she got back in the mid-80s, early 90s, somewhere in there, that said, there is a special place in hell for the person who invented answering machines. And how quaint that is. Back when we had time, when the only problem was answering machines. Which, by the way, I refuse to give voicemail or answering machines for exactly that reason. I don't actually want to know if somebody called me. I would prefer not to have to respond. And now it's even worse. I don't have any sort of instant messaging capacity, but it's even worse than emails because the other person actually knows you received it. And with an email, at least you can say, oh, I never got that. I don't know what you're talking about. But within some messages like, no, I sent it at 7:42 and you saw it at 7:43. And why didn't you respond until 8:16? And this is not new. My sister back in the 70s lived for a time way, way out in the country where there was no telephone. And of course this is pre-cell phone days, which can you imagine? Well, I'm going to back up. I'm going to keep going with that story and tell another story and then go to cell phones. It was so interesting. There was a small group of houses with, you know, each one was separated by a mile or so. And it was so interesting how the neighbors worked, that it was not considered rude to just show up at somebody's house because they had no telephones. So they would walk over and say, would you like to come to dinner? And he's like, well, I'm busy tonight, or no, I can do it. And it's striking to me because telephones are such an accepted part of our life. And the interesting thing is, I'm going to find this quote. I've always loved this quote by Carl Jung. Our souls, as well as our bodies, are composed of individual elements which were all already present in the ranks of our ancestors. The newness in the individual psyche is an endlessly varied combination of age-old components. Body and soul, therefore, have an intensely historical character and find no proper place in what is new, in things that have just come into being. That is to say, our ancestral components are only partly at home in such things. We are very far from having finished the Middle Ages and classical antiquity and primitivity, if you don't mind that word, as our modern psyches pretend. Nevertheless, we have plunged down a cataract of progress which sweeps on into the future with ever wilder violence the farther it takes us from our roots. Once the past has been breached, it is usually annihilated, and then there is no stopping the forward motion. But it is precisely the loss of connection with the past, our uprootedness, which has given rise to the discontents of civilization, and to such a flurry and haste that we live more in the future and its chimerical promises of a golden age than in the present, with which our whole evolutionary background has not yet caught up. We rush impetuously into novelty, driven by a mounting sense of insufficiency, dissatisfaction, and restlessness. We no longer live on what we have, but on promises, no longer in the light of the present day, but in the darkness of the future, which we expect will at last bring the proper sunrise. We refuse to recognize that everything better is purchased at the price of something worse. That, for example, in the hope of greater freedom, is canceled out by increased enslavement to the state, not to speak of the terrible perils to which the most brilliant discoveries of science expose us. The less we understand of what our fathers and forefathers, mothers and foremothers, sought, the less we understand ourselves. Unless we help with all our might to rob the individual of his or her roots and guiding instincts, so that he or she becomes a particle in the mass, ruled only by what Nietzsche called the spirit of gravity. Reforms by advance, that is, by new methods or gadgets, are of course impressive at first, but in the long run they are dubious and in any case dearly paid for. They by no means increase the contentment or happiness of people on the whole. Mostly they are deceptive sweetenings of existence, like speedier communications which unpleasantly accelerate the tempo of life and leave us with less time than ever before. Omnis festinatio ex parte diabole est, all haste is of the devil, as the old masters used to say. Reforms by retrogression, on the other hand, are as a rule less expensive and in more addition, more lasting, for they return to the simpler, tried and tested ways of the time and make the sparsest use of newspapers, radio, television, and all supposedly time-saving inventions. And apart from just in general loving that quote, it really is the point that computers are supposed to save us time, but they rob us of time, just like telephones are supposed to save us time, and they rob us of time. And Jung was not the only person who opposed telephones when they came out. Many people were like, why would I want this thing that can interrupt my life at any moment? And now I have to talk to somebody I don't want to from long away. And that was even before the days of telephone salespeople. And how much more so with a cell phone that I knew so many people 40 years ago who were like, wow, you know, I'm in the house and then the phone rings. I have to get it. But I am so glad that I'm not available 24 hours a day. And it's all disappeared. I don't know what I'm wanting from people on this. It's not simply a railing, an old man railing against the newfangled technology. But it's a return to the Doobie Brothers famous album title, What Were Once Vices Are Now Habits. And what were once annoyances are now essential parts of everyday life.